Good morning to you. We are the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. The number to call in.
Call the Joe and Alex Show now at 1-833-JOE-ALEX. 1-833-563-2539. Call right now.
There you go. Or social media, Twitter and Instagram at Joe and Alex Show. Ladies, let it out. Don't hold this stuff in. The reason I bring this up is because my wife and I had a really nice talk last night. And it's a lot of things that I can do to be helping her out around the household. And then she's talking about, like, I'm like, well, I do this. She's like, yeah, but you do it wrong. I'm like, well, I do this. She's like, yeah, but you do that wrong. And to be honest, she's kind of right. I almost do it on purpose. What does your man do wrong so you have to do it? I mean, I think the obvious thing is we'd all be like, oh, probably what, laundry? That's the thing. My wife will not let me do laundry anymore because, well, the fact is I have shrunk several of her clothing items that cannot be fixed, so they got tossed out. I also didn't realize this, too. Ladies, you have a lot of, like, laundry that has to air dry. I didn't realize that was a thing.
Yep.
Like, I don't really read what it says to do, so I'm just like, oh, okay. So I've shrunk stuff that way. So she just doesn't let me do it. No, I'm able to do towels. She'll let me wash towels. I'm able to do socks in my underwear. But there's still a lot of other things. Then we had a big thing. Apparently, I'm not vacuuming right.
Well, how do you not vacuum right?
I don't know. She's like, you're not supposed to have it in the high setting. It needs to be on the low setting. You're just like shooting dust everywhere. I'm like, it looks clean to me.
Well, she's probably right.
I'm not disagreeing with her. I mean, remember we talked about before how I fight with my wife about how to properly put the silverware in the dishwasher? Like, does it go up or down? 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. I put this up on my Facebook page, and I couldn't believe how many women chimed in, kind of saying those things, and it's like, I don't know if my husband does it on purpose or what, but they say that they have to do it all, because apparently every man, not just me, is incapable of doing something right, so the women have to do it.
A lot of my friends, actually almost all of my friends now are married.
Okay.
And so it's kind of weird. I'm in a place in my life where, like, I'm single and navigating that and listening to them talk about, like, you know, the ups and downs of their marriages and stuff, like everybody has. And they made interesting points. They were like, you know, number one, you're going to have disagreements, but you don't. Like, if you ask your husband to do something and he does it, even if it's not done the right way, then you need to just be thankful that he's doing it. So, like, with, you know, loading the dishwasher.
Yeah.
If it's not how you would do it, but you've complained and complained that he doesn't ever help and he finally does, and then the first thing out of your mouth is that he did it wrong, you're really sabotaging the progress that was made of him actually listening to you and doing an act of service for you.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, they said there are also times where you don't even bring up that something bothers you, like a small thing that they do when you're living with them. So, like, you know, they take their shoes off and put a big pile in front of the front door and just leave a big pile right there. They're like, you know, sometimes you just have to learn, like, what is stuff that they do, and you just do little things, like you just move the shoes without necessarily complaining. You got to pick what your battles are going to be. So, like, what are you going to bring up? Like, I can't stand that you do this. And some things in your mind you might be thinking, I can't stand that you do this, but you just need to silently just kind of deal with it and then, like, let it go.
That's what we were talking about, like, with me and Lindsay, not necessarily how we do things, but it's how we view things. For example, she has, like, just, and I think this is a woman thing for the most part, sorry to generalize here, I'm not attacking women, but she has, like, clothes piled up here, clothes piled up there, and she's like, oh, it's fine to me. But then I'm like, oh my god, it's so messy. She's like, well, no, the dog hair on the floor, that's gross, that's disgusting, that's dirty. Like, to me, like, her pile of stuff's dirty. She's like, no, the dog hair is dirty.
Mm-hmm.
So it stresses me out. 833-JOE-ALEX. We'll kick it off with Morgan. What do you got to do because your man can't seem to do it right?
For some reason, my lovely husband cannot go grocery shopping.
Like, he always forgets stuff or what?
If I give him a list and it's like bread, milk, cheese, then he freaks out because he's like, what bread?
Well, no, milk? No, Morgan, me too. My wife, that's one thing, my wife, Lindsay, because we had this big talk. I won't say it a fight because it was a talk, and I tried to listen to how I can help her more. And she's like, I'm going to need you during the week so I don't have to do it. Go grocery shop. And I'm like, okay, I can do that. She's like, and I don't need to make you a list. I'm like, yes, you do. I don't know what to do, Morgan.
Well, it's like, we already have bread in the house. You should know which one to get.
Yeah, like, you should just memorize the brand name and all that.
Right, or at least what the package looks like.
Right.
It's got this brown stuff in it?
Well, the reason you can't do that, though, is because if we get the wrong one, you chew our head off. Like, for instance, Chase had me go buy pasta for spaghetti. So I bought spaghetti, but I didn't realize I got angel hair or thin. And he's like, you kidding me? You got the wrong thing. And it's like,
Mamma mia.
Spaghetti.
It's spaghetti, a pork chop. Come on. Hey, let us know. Where is it, Alex? Is this on our Facebook or our Twitter? Where are we going to put this at?
Twitter, at Joe and Alex Show, and Facebook. Just search for Radio Now.
The Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.